And joining me on Cardio's Afternoon Newsline, Dr. Gary Moore, the owner of Star Dental Clinic, sort of pioneering the way forward here. And I mean, way out front on the bleeding edge of patient treatment in during this COVID pandemic. Dr. Moore, welcome to Cardio's Afternoon News.
Oh, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
You caught my attention because an article was published about you recently, and the thing that really got me was the extraordinary measures that you have put into place within your facilities in order to make it possible for patients to come in to get emergency service and more. And of course, we'll talk about that as we kind of go through our time together here. Dr. Moore, tell us a little bit about yourself first, if you don't mind, and Star Dental Clinic, and then we'll talk about these measures that you put in place.
You bet. I've been a general dentist for almost 35 years now, practicing in a private practice. I've got three brothers, a brother-in-law, and a sister-in-law that are all dentists. And I've been practicing here in Colorado Springs since 2010.
So you've been at this for quite a while. You come from a family of dental practitioners, but you're also very proactive. And here we are in the midst of the outbreak, and you stopped everything you were doing to introduce some new technology into your practice, to everything from how things are built and procedures that you're doing and several other things. You want to talk that through?
Of course. As we all know, the COVID-19 crisis has put us into a whole new world, and medical has become a big part of that. So at this point in our life, we've got to reconsider how we treat dental patients in our dental clinic. My feeling is that if we don't protect the patient, the staff, and myself, we're going to be in a lot worse shape than we already are. That means, for me anyway, that we developed what's called a type of negative pressure room. And basically, in a nutshell, that's a dental operatory suite that's enclosed that's able to pull all the air out of the suite and replace it about every 3 minutes with fresh air. That keeps the aerosol mists under control. It filters the air, and then it's put to the outside as clean air. And so not all, only are we purifying air in the building, we're pulling that air out as the patients are in the room and cleaning it and pushing that bad air back out to the environment. What's good about this is that it is used in hospitals routinely for infectious disease patients. My feeling is that everybody's got to be treated the same. As we know, we've got patients and people that walk around with asymptomatic issues. They don't know they have a problem or other virus or any other virus or infectious disease. If we can treat patients this way, and we can, especially according to the CDC, then we have a chance of minimizing exposure to other patients, all of my staff and myself. That's why I did this.
And, of course, big changes in the number of patients you are able to see, in part the distancing and the cleaning and everything that has to be done between patients. So how many patients a day were you treating before this all hit, and how many will you be able to treat as we start to open the state back up and loosen some of the restrictions on stay at home?
Right. With my associates working, we would see 60 to 70 patients a day before this all happened. Now we'll probably go down to about a third of that, so 15 to 25, depending on the procedures.
You are offering full and extensive services to the community. You are welcoming Medicaid veterans, new patients. You are fully operational. And if somebody is needing to see you or needing some problems addressed, what's the best contact information to offer right now?
Just give us a call at the office number, the 719-597-7979. And from there, they can make a phone call, and if they decide, hey, I'd like to text a picture, the staff would be happy to give them that information on how to do that. And then we'll basically, in a nutshell, the patient will show up at the office, we'll text them while they're in their car, have them come on up into the office and directly put to a negative pressure room, and get started.
Dr. Moore, thank you so much for spending a few minutes with us here on KRDO's Afternoon News. I'm looking forward to a follow-up not long from now to see how things are going.
Thank you, Ted. Appreciate the time.